Barometric Pressure, a Dream SMP Podvic, written by Fairy Nova and cold read to you by Fens and Marshes. As soon as Sam hears the thunder, loud and startling enough that he slams his wrench down far too hard and he's probably stripped the screw, he's worried. He doesn't have any particular reason to worry. It's not like it hasn't rained before, but he doesn't think it's actually stormed like this since he and Ponk have started trying to make things better. He doesn't know how well she deals with storms nowadays. So he grabs an overnight bag, makes sure Fran's food and water dispenser is still working, and heads out. It's a bit of a haul to get to Lemon Valley, but Sam doesn't slow down, even when it starts pouring. He doesn't knock or ask if he can come inside. If he's lucky, Ponk went to bed at the first sign of rain and is sleeping through the worst of the storm, and he doesn't want to wake her up if that's the case. Once the door is open, Katye darts inside. Wait, Sam hadn't even realized the cat was there, but he's long gone around a corner by the time Sam can even react. He gets out of his muddy footwear and coat and is ready to try and find the cat, but he dismisses the thought after a moment. Ponk having a sneezing fit is the least of his concerns right now, and he would feel bad kicking the poor little guy back outside when the weather's this bad anyway. He finds Ponk in the living room. Even though she's awake, seeing her now, Sam is glad he didn't knock or anything. Her wheelchair is pulled up close to the couch where she, sans any of her three prosthetics, is laying face down with her hand gripping her arm stump hard enough that Sam is concerned she might draw blood. He kneels down next to the couch. Ponk? She startles and freezes, staring up at him without saying anything. Sam takes off his mask and sets it on the wheelchair to keep it close. He tries not to feel hurt about the fact that Ponk relaxes a bit. Is it just your arm, or is everything bothering you? He asks. Ponk goes back to burying her face in the cushion, so her voice is muffled when she says,
Arm.
Well, small victories. Can I touch you? Sam says, and waits. And waits. She eventually mumbles an affirmative, and only then does Sam sit on the couch next to her. I'm gonna pick you up. He doesn't wait for a response this time, just keeps his hands loose in case she changes her mind and tries to pull away. He shifts Ponk into his lap and starts gently prodding at her shoulder and stump to test the waters before he starts massaging it. Ponk flinches but doesn't say anything. He hesitantly continues. Is this helping?
I don't think...
Ponk hisses as he presses his thumb into her shoulder again.
Not really.
Do you want me to stop?
No, it's better than nothing.
Ponk settles in against Sam's chest while he massages her stump. She's tense and keeps wincing every so often, so Sam tries to let up on the pressure, but that doesn't seem to be the problem. It's not long before Ponk's little noises of discomfort turn to whimpering, turn to outright moaning in pain. Sam winces, glad that Ponk can't see it since her eyes are screwed shut. How are you feeling? How are you feeling not, are you all right? Because Sam knows the answer to the latter.
Hurts.
Ponk's voice cracks on the verge of tears.
God, fuck, this stupid rain.
And there's the actual tears. She curls up, muffling her crying with her hand. Sam wraps his paws around her middle to hold her close. I'm sorry, leaves his mouth before he thinks better of it.
Fuck you,
Ponk sobs. She grips Sam's shirt with a shaking fist and presses her face into Sam's chest.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Sam hugs her tighter while she shudders and muffles her cries in his shirt. Sam doesn't say sorry again, doesn't dare to say anything at all while he continues to massage Ponk's arm. The end. Thank you for listening.